was introduced to James Searles while I was in Carbondale several years back. I was assisting a photographer, Robert Millman, who was doing all of his photography. And that's how I first got introduced to him and his work. And then I kind of started doing more different projects and ended up coming back around. It was funny because I ended up actually leaving Carbondale and moving to Boulder and then getting introduced to James kind of more formally and on the video side and having to start doing video projects with James, which is a little inconvenient because, you know, we're 3 hours away now, but it ended up well.
What is it about him and his work that was compelling and interesting to you to want to spend the time to make the film?
Working with James Searles is really fascinating and kind of just has a lot of depth to his work. And I didn't quite realize that until I actually started picking his brain about his theory behind it and his philosophy. And that's really the most interesting thing to me because I didn't quite understand exactly what he was kind of communicating until we started interviewing him about it and talking to him about it. And it's a lot deeper than what it ends up looking like on paper. And like, he has amazing drawings that he does. And those also translate to physical sculpture. And he's been known for sculpture probably more so than anything. And he started with wood and kind of has developed into kind of more metal and whatnot because of the limitations that kind of wood has and for like large scale structures and just maintenance over time and whatnot. But he's a very philosophical person. I kind of look at him like almost like a Merlin. He kind of looks like a Merlin in a way I do. And he's just got a lot of interesting ways of like looking at things in a very balanced perspective.
As for the piece that you've done that's going to be in Shorts Fest, can you tell me a little bit about it, how long it took to put together and what you were sort of aiming for?
Yeah, so the film that is showing at the Aspen Short Fest 2015 is called The Journey. And that's a film that me and my brother co-directed together with James Searles. And we basically followed a project that was being installed in downtown Houston from being created and transported to its location and installed in Houston in the Upper Kirby District. And it was just a short film. I think it's like 16 minutes or something like that. And it kind of touches on his philosophy and goes into kind of how he started in a very simple way and goes through his process and like kind of his concept behind his art and ends up just following this sculpture all the way on the road and being installed and watching James do it and kind of how he puts it together and whatnot.
What was something for you, something that was new to you that you learned or learned to appreciate that maybe you didn't upon your first interactions with him?
Well, when I first met James, I was taking photographs of his sculptures and whatnot. So we were kind of going in there quickly, lighting some stuff and leaving. And I never really got to like go into his ideas behind his art and his concepts and his story and his family history. And he has like 7 daughters and a wife, and he's surrounded by all these women. And he has like a very interesting relationship with the masculine and the feminine. So being able to see that kind of come out through his art is like, once you start hearing that, you really start finding a new depth to his pieces and to his art and understanding the concepts that inspired those ideas and those feelings and those emotions and his history. And it opens up this whole new world. And so being able to kind of get a more intimate kind of idea of how he was functioning really opened up a lot of his art for me, and being able to understand where that comes from, and it just made it way more interesting.
Is there anything you want to add that maybe I forgot to ask you about?
We're working on a feature documentary with James at the moment as well, and we have another short film that we finished earlier this year that is about an install in Santa Fe as well. So we have a lot of projects coming out with James, and we're doing a lot of work with him, and it's been a real pleasure being able to do that.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time.
Absolutely.